number two, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231, thepacket8.net, toll free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there. They're completely free at freetalklive.com. I want to get back to this email from the guy from the RNC, the Republican National Committee. We'll get back to that in a moment, but first, to the phones, to the fun, let's talk to Greg in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, Greg, what's on your mind?
I got a couple of comments here, I guess. The drug thing, the drug war.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Here where I live, sometimes I hear three or four commercials an hour on, you know, amphetamines and drug labs.
Okay.
And I remember back in 84, I was listening to the news one night, and I heard the local friendly police officer come on giving tips. And their tip was, don't put your name on your mailbox because somebody driving by can see you're not home and go down the street and call to make sure you're not home.
Well, how would they get your telephone number?
And
the phone book?
Look in the phone book and call. So that made me think that if I were a thief and didn't know that, now I know how to do it.
Yeah, it's true. And yeah, they do give away a lot of information.
And when I think about all the drug ads, all they're doing is pushing it because no advertisement is bad advertisement.
It's true. No publicity is good publicity, so they say, and I agree with you on that. And in fact, they've actually found, Greg, that they've done studies on kids. And of course, that's who they tend to aim these anti-drug ads at, is the kids. And they found that kids laugh at them and that, in fact, that after watching, like, for instance, just anti-marijuana ads, kids want to go out and smoke marijuana more.
Right. It's like, why don't you want me to do this? What is this? You know?
That's exactly what it is.
And so I think they put all this on just to keep it active, to make sure the kids that haven't heard of it yet hear about it.
It's certainly a more conspiratorial swing of the concept, but it could be the case. Who knows what they're really thinking?
But also on the Free State Project.
Yes, sir.
I called them one day and talked to one of their spokesmen about what does Free State stand for? What does it mean? And basically they said that they couldn't get into any issues on good or bad, right or wrong, things like that, because it caused too much controversy in their organization. So I asked them, why would I want to move to a state that is still going to have, what do you call them, victimless crimes, unconstitutional laws? How free is it if you still have those laws?
Well, it's not the free state yet, Greg. It's going to be. It's probably the freest of all of the United States, but it's going to be even more freer because people who believe in freedom are moving into the state. And when you're talking about what your conversation with the guy from the Free State Project, I believe that's Brian. He's the guy that answers their toll-free line. He was basically pointing out that as an organization, the Free State Project doesn't take positions on issues. However, it does generally stand for the reduction of the size of government. So when you join the Free State Project, you are agreeing to their statement of intent that says you'll move to New Hampshire and you will work with to the most extent possible to reduce government as far as it can possibly go. But as far as individual positions on each issue, they just don't take that because there's a little bit of infighting, because people within the Free State Project don't necessarily agree on the details of how to get from point A to point B, but we're all moving in the same direction, and that is towards lesser government.
All I'm saying is I wouldn't want to move there and then find out their idea of freedom is different from mine.
I see. Well, in that case, there are you're talking to two members right here on the radio, and there's a chance, Greg, that there are some people, there's 7,500 people that have signed up for the Free State Project. There's a chance that even if you talk to 100 of them, you're still not going to know what the other 7,400 think and what all their opinions are. But I think that you can be pretty safe in knowing that these are individuals who are picking up their lives and moving somewhere for more freedom. Whether or not I agree with them every issue every time, it's a non-issue for me because I know since I've gotten here, Greg, we're here in New Hampshire. Since I know what these people are like that I've met, those who have already moved, I absolutely think that these are the best possible people to be around, that they are the most liberty-minded, principled individuals that I've probably ever met in my life, and it's quite an honor to be here in the Free State and be working with these people. Well, so with that in mind, I hope you'll consider it, Greg. Thanks for the call. We appreciate
The only other point I had was it's so cold and it's straight up and down. For older people, that's not too good.
It is hilly, and they do have winter here. But we came from Florida, and
Florida natives.
You can't possibly get farther than we came for the Free State.
It's really just a matter of how much freedom and liberty mean to you. And I had to get over the cold thing. I was scared. That was my objection at first. I once felt as you did, but then I found that freedom was worth it, and it is. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you to Charlie in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello, Charlie.
Charlie, hang up?
I think he did.
Charlie going once? Charlie
clicked to me.
All righty. Maybe he got excited. No? Charlie's there.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was just wanting to comment. I think there's a little lag between the internet and what's actually live, but...
yes. A little bit. Yeah, that's true.
You were talking about the drug war campaigns, or someone had commented about it.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to comment, man, that every time I see a commercial about, just say no, or they say, we never thought it could be so bad, and, have all these commercials, anti-drug commercials, it reminds me that I've got a bowl and a bud, and I'm going to have a bowl, man, Every time, I don't know if it affects other people that way or not, but I'm like, hey, I forgot,
I haven't smoked yet today. Thanks for the reminder, federal government.
Yeah, and it's just ridiculous, man. I mean, the commercials, they act like somebody's going to run someone over coming through a drive-thru because they had smoked weed that day,
Oh, is that one of the ones they're running now?
That's one I've seen recently, and, I just don't...
they were trying that. They used that one back in Reefer Madness. Back in the what was it, the 30s or 40s when that came out?
Yeah,
maybe it was the 50s. I don't know. It was way back when. And they came out with Reefer Madness, and in that movie, one of the characters smokes a joint, gets behind the wheel of a car, and then runs someone down, which is just absolutely absurd.
Dear God.
It went insane. Yeah. So the Free State Project, I heard while I was on hold, I think that's an awesome thing, man, and I hope as many people as possible that are free men and open-minded people participate. I'm somewhat paranoid sometimes myself, and I tend not to align with organizations or to, I feel like, it's not in the nature of most free men to collaborate and organize and be all in a group, and it can make everyone a target,
Yeah, but we're not all in a group. See, what you have to understand is that the Free State Project is only an organization to assist people in getting to New Hampshire, to count them, essentially, and say, yes, here I am, I'm a member of the Free State Project, but that's as far as the group goes.
Right, we don't have a compound bristled with 50 calibers or anything up here. we just buy houses and move to New Hampshire, and it's our intent to vote along the lines of liberty, and it's a small enough area that we believe that we'll have an effect.
And some people don't even want to vote. Some people are just activists. They just want to be civil disobedient. They just do whatever they feel is right. There's no centrally guiding principle here beyond the fact that we all are moving for the same reason, and that is to make government smaller. Beyond that, you come here and you do what you want. You move to where you want to move to. You do, activism-wise, what you feel is right. You group up with whoever you feel comfortable with grouping up with, if anyone at all. You could be a loner if you wanted to. There's no way to track down all of the people that have moved here as part of the Free State Project, and we don't all get together at the same times, and we don't make ourselves easy targets, and we are blending in. We are welcomed here by many of the locals, many of the people here in New Hampshire. We're the reinforcements, essentially.
And sometimes we do have meetings. There's weekly meetings here locally in the Keene area.
You can get in as involved as much as you want or not so much.
As little. Sure. That's awesome, man. I think that's certainly something I would be interested in participating in.
Well, go to freestateproject.org and sign up.
Yeah, because we're here now, and we need people here sooner rather than later. Charlie, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Because liberty shouldn't wait. I know the original point of the Free State Project was to get to 20,000 and then have the move, and that's still in effect, but I think you should move sooner rather than later.
I'm with you.
Yeah. All right, more on the way. You take control. Still got to get to this email from the guy from the RNC with his thoughts on the war on drugs. And your calls as well about anything. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024, and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the total transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The total transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything, toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got the wiki there, wiki.freetalklive.com. Over 900 pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, SACL CAI does collections, and they do it in a whole new way. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800 1-800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. Now then, Mark, we got an email in, and you started it last hour. To just recap, it's a guy who is on the RNC, the Republican National Committee, and you kind of questioned as to whether or not he actually was. I would think that if you're going to claim to be a member, a card-carrying member of the RNC, then that means you're on the committee, as opposed to saying, I'm a card-carrying Republican.
Right.
So this guy was, anyway, he's on the RNC, and he's emailing you saying he's found the show, he's enjoying the program, because he's kind of a small government guy himself.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes on to say that his one issue with the libertarians, or at least one of his major issues, is the idea
he can't move past.
Right, he can't get past the idea that we want to legalize drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that a lot of conservatives seem to have a real issue with. So I know that he's not the only one who's feeling this way. He's just one of the guys who haven't
read it. He refers to the Constitution in this, and so I would remind him that drugs have been legal in this country far, far longer than they've been illegal.
Mm.
They've only been illegal in the vast majority of the 20th century,
yeah.
And of course now we're in the 21st. But before that, somehow or another, the conservative Christians out there managed to live their lives just fine with
right.
With drugs being legal, you know, and somehow madness didn't ensue, and you know, the sky didn't fall.
Let's get to his points though, because
okay.
He wants to address the issue.
Smaller government is better. The federal government is constitutionally bound to defend our nation and regulate interstate commerce, period. I know that there was the problem with the Articles of Confederation regarding interstate commerce, and, you know, I think that the states could work that out on their own.
I think so, too.
Personally.
Yeah.
Especially if, you know, the government gave them money that was worth something.
Right, well, because the federal government's idea of regulating interstate commerce seems to be being obtrusive and charging fees and making mandates and ordinances.
Anything
and,
they want to do. They,
right.
They pretty much put everything under interstate commerce. And
well, it crosses state lines, and it's the purview of the federal government.
Right, that's exactly how they see
right.
it.
If it moves across state lines, we have the right to tax it, and that's mm-hmm. not very small government.
All other powers are retained to the state and to the people. Certainly, I would I would agree with that.
Okay.
I would like to see the smallest federal government possible.
He seems to have a good handle on the Constitution so far.
What persons do in their home that does not harm others is their own business. Whether a person is a homosexual or likes to sit in their underwear and stare at some reality TV show, it's not my place to tell them what they can do.
Sounds good so far.
I would agree with this conservative Christian on that. Both major parties are worthless, both the RNC and the DNC.
Hmm.
And now, then he goes on, whether I personally believe in choice or pro-life, it's my business, and he says he's pro-life, or whether I believe in the government's right to execute someone who has murdered another.
Governments don't have rights, only individuals have rights.
It's my business, which he does believe that, and some find that contradictory. I personally don't think that the government should be able to execute people. I think that, you know, we the people make up the government, and we the people are flawed,
mm-hmm.
so we shouldn't be bringing out the ultimate punishment on people if we can make mistakes.
And as evidenced by the fact that mistakes have been made, innocent people have been put on death row and
many,
executed.
Many. All right. And, you know, as far as his pro-choice and pro-life, I would consider myself somewhere in between. I'm pro-life. I don't believe that one should get abortions, but I'm pro-choice in that I think that regulating them or outlawing them is only going to result in
a black market in abortions.
Young women dying.
Yep.
And I don't want to see that happen. And I do believe that the young women are more valuable to society than the children.
An unborn fetus, you mean?
Yes.
Right.
And, you know, if somebody disagrees with me, they can, you know.
I'm sure they will. Let's
I'm sure
on.
They will. Well, I just want to make a point on this. If, you know, there's a fire in your house and your 7-year-old daughter is in the room and a Petri dish with your 1-day-old zygote.
You can only save one of them.
You can only save one of them. Tell me which one you're going to save.
Yep.
That's because you
I
believe
that zygote out of the way to get to my daughter.
Right. That's because you believe that your daughter is that a human being is worth more than a zygote. So you can't tell me they're the same.
All right. Move on.
Anyway, keep up the good work. May God bless Free Talk Live, and he certainly has been.
I thought he was going to make some points about the drug war.
No.
So he just said he couldn't get over it.
He can't get over the drug war thing.
I wish he would have enumerated, and maybe he will. Maybe he'll call in, or maybe he'll enumerate them in his next email. I wish he would have enumerated the reasons why he can't get over it.
Mm-hmm.
What's your issue? What's so scary about the idea of legalizing all drugs? And actually, my girlfriend and I were talking about this afternoon. She's got a somebody that she works with who considers herself a liberal. But she was pointing out that even so-called liberals don't really agree with legalizing all drugs.
No, like, no, it's a little scary.
They'll go with you on the legalizing marijuana, and if they use other drugs themselves, you could probably get them to agree with you on that one, on those drugs. But crack? Meth?
Well,
whoa! Crack, we can't do that.
Crack and meth wouldn't exist if it wasn't for the drug war anyway.
It's true, but they exist now.
They do exist now.
And they would be legal should we legalize them.
They would be
them.
Legal. I just don't think that... I think they'd go away. I don't think people would be as interested in them.
So, yes, and you're probably right about that. But whether or not they would or would not is not the issue. The issue is this guy and the many people who are like him who are scared of legalizing drugs. They're scared of allowing the free market to operate in the world of narcotics. And I don't understand it. I think it's just pure emotionalism. It's just pure, oh, no, if drugs are legal, then there'll be heroin vending machines.
Yeah.
And then my children will start shooting up. I mean, it's just ludicrous to believe that. I mean, if you just, all you have to do is look at the numbers. Look at the Netherlands. We've had a few people call in and email recently with their experiences from the Netherlands. And also some interesting statistics in that the Netherlands just doesn't have the rate of drug use that the United States does.
Yeah, and it's there's some legal drugs there.
And it has dropped since the legalization and since the semi-legalization of some of their some drugs over there. Just drug use overall is down in the Netherlands. Let alone the teenage drug use, that's definitely down in the Netherlands, in comparison to the United States. And don't tell me it's apples to oranges, because you can do the same thing in California as well. There's similar statistics coming out of there.
Somehow, I'm not as I'm just not as scared as a 30-year-old picking up a joint for the first time as I am of a 15-year-old doing it. You know, it just seems to me that a 30-year-old picking up a joint, they're going to make decisions for their life based on what they want to do as far as that joint goes.
Sure.
15-year-olds, I feel like they... you know, they need to be separated from drugs longer in order to be able to figure out what life's all about.
But somebody who believes in smaller government should understand the reasons why he or she believes in smaller government. You believe in smaller government because you should know or understand that government doesn't achieve the goals it intends to achieve. It only muddles the process. It only creates unintended consequences. And in the case of the war on drugs, it's clear that it hasn't abolished drugs. It's clear that it has put drugs in the hands of criminals. And it's clear that it has seriously enriched those criminals with tremendous profits that are insured by the war on drugs. Is this what you want to continue? Because that's what you're advocating for. And the criminals being in control makes it more likely your 15-year-old's going to get that joint. More on the way. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Your show. You bring us anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free, including updates. You get signed up for the updates, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. That's updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. Again, updates.freetalklive.com.
Register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, attaining economic and personal freedoms in America's freest state. This three-day event, February the 23rd through the 25th, 2007, will be held convention-style in historic Concord, with some of the program taking place in the State House. Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum.
Let's go to the phones to the fun. Nico in Illinois, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Nico. Nico, going once? You know what? He had trouble last night with his phone. Nico, going twice. All right, let's move on to Greg in West Virginia. Hello, Greg. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey.
Hey, Greg.
How you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to commend you on what you're doing here to promote, freedom for everybody in the United States.
Well, somebody had to do it, Greg.
Yeah, and I just want to tell you, I work for a major pharmaceutical distribution center.
Mm-hmm.
And I see how a lot of things, they're politically motivated as far as, getting out like they put out the bird flu thing. And then, watch how we limit, how we put out the Tamiflu, which is the antidote for it.
Mm-hmm. When you say they limit it, what do you mean?
Well, we'll limit it to a certain amount per customer. Like,
okay.
Say, so many doses per pharmacy.
I see.
And then it's almost like whetting their appetite. You know what I mean? Where we'll only let a certain amount of doses go out, too, actually, is, our limit for QC.
And that's because you've got, there's no competition. It's just the only producer of this.
Right. And then as soon as everybody places their orders, well, they all have got their limit. And then 2 months later, when there's no, bird flu outbreak or whatever, then there's no limit on it, well, of course, they're going to stock up.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. And I see a lot of that. I mean, I really don't like working in the industry I do. It's just the fact that I mean, yeah, jobs are limited here, and that's what you got to do to get by.
Yeah, you got to make your bill payments, and hey, they probably pay pretty well. I mean, the pharmaceutical business, I can't imagine, would be scrimping on their paychecks.
Yeah, right.
Very good, Greg. Thanks for listening, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line. Going back to Nico in Illinois. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
All right, can you hear me now?
We got you. What's on your mind?
All right. I wanted to talk about money.
Sure.
I can't see, and I don't know if it was recently going through Congress or what, but...
Wait. You're blind?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I heard they were talking about making, you know, trying to make money that was easier for people that couldn't see to use.
Yes.
But I guess they're complaining now that it would be easier to counterfeit, which I don't see how that's possible.
Well, you know what? I actually, I had this at one point. I don't know if it's still in my show prep, but the American Association of the Blind, or whoever the activism group is, essentially came out and said, yep, I've got the story right here. The Americans...
Council?
Discrimination, don't change money for us. U.S. District Judge James Robertson was wrong when he ruled that U.S. paper currency discriminates against blind people. This is actually from the National Federation of the Blind, because there was a judge that was about ready to say, we need to retool this whole money system because of blind people.
Right.
Well, the blind folks say discrimination occurs, or this guy at least, discrimination occurs when someone is barred from enjoying benefits, goods, or services. African Americans experienced discrimination when they were barred from eating at lunch counters or forced to sit in the back of public buses. Blind people are not barred from spending money. When we hand merchants our money, they take it and provide us with what we've paid for. People with whom we transact business provide us with correct change, and we then fold or organize the money so that we can identify it in the future. We transact business in this way successfully every day. The cost to society in changing machines that accept currency, such as vending machines and ATMs, will be much greater than the small convenience afforded to the blind by being able to identify money by touch. How do you feel about that, Nico?
I don't know. Like, I find myself a more independent person. I really don't like making people adapt things just for me. I kind of feel selfish for doing that. But the thing with money is, you know, you can fold it and stuff like that, and I've done that before. But the thing is, you know, every store you go to, you can't say, you know, can you tell me what, you know, count out my change for me, you know, and there's a whole line of people behind you. It just doesn't work. And, you know, my parents will give me some money for, you know, lunch money and stuff, and I'll go to school.
Mm-hmm.
And what I end up having to do is, you know, give the whole thing to the cashier so she can, you know, count it for me. And you know, I trust her, but I'm not going to go to stores doing that because it's just you can't trust everybody in the world.
Now, Nico, I hate to, this seems like it would be a bigger problem 20 years ago than it is today. Most of the money transactions that I make are done with a little piece of plastic, and, you know, I could do them with or without being able to see, I would think.
Well, he probably doesn't have his own piece of plastic. He's in high school.
Well, I understand that, but I would think that largely for blind people, that that problem's pretty much taken care of. Do you not think that's so?
Yeah, I would say that, but you know, I don't know. It's just sometimes you know you need to use cash. I mean,
sure.
There's times that you do need to use cash. I wouldn't go as far as saying it's discriminating against blind people.
Right.
You know, I wouldn't say. When the people made the money, they're going to go, well, let's make it to where blind people can't use it.
Sure, they just didn't think about it.
You know, they just didn't think about it, yeah. I was just, you know, thinking about a way maybe they can change it. And, I mean, it wouldn't have to be a drastic thing, I mean, because I'm not expecting them to reform the whole circulation. But, you know, at least, you know,
well, that's what they would have to do. I mean, they'd have to circulate out brand new bills in different denominations at different sizes. And as the gentleman from the National Federation of the Blind points out, that means that everything has to change. The money handling machines nowadays, you know, you've got the automated checkouts where they give you the money back and the machine gives you your change. All of those money handling machines would have to be completely retooled. And that's probably billions of untold billions of dollars for the convenience of a relatively small amount of people who it's probably fairly rare that you encounter a dishonest individual who will say, yeah, and here's your $10 back, Nico, as they're handing you a dollar bill instead. I'd imagine there are very few people who would really take advantage of a blind person.
Somebody
like
would, but I wouldn't do it. I mean,
heck no.
I'd be there trying to open the door for them on the way out, too.
Absolutely. I think that probably, like a lot of people with disabilities, and I don't even know if you consider it a disability, I know that a lot of people are very proud. And a lot of people, when someone with a disability enters their place of business, they get extra attention. Even even though they may not want it, that business owner wants to make sure that you feel welcomed and that you want to come back and shop there. And I really don't think it's much of an issue. And I doubt it's going to change at this point, Nico. So you're just going to have to keep going with folding the bills and crossing your fingers and dealing with merchants that you trust. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Interesting, Mark. We've actually had two people call the show now that that are blind people.
You know, they've heard radio called, right? Television for the blind.
Changes, by the way, I want to finish the gentleman, Mark Maurer, the president of the 50,000-member National Federation for the Blind. He says, changes that make paper money more easily identifiable might be desirable to everyone who handles money, but the money should not be changed solely on account of the blind. We do not need such a dramatic change to accommodate us. Changing the currency only for the sake of the blind implies that we can't look out for our own best interests and are generally helpless and incompetent. If society believes we walk around not knowing how much money's in our pockets, it might also believe that we're not competent to work and do business with others. Such beliefs would make our goal of full integration into society virtually impossible. The blind are a minority. Though it's crucial that minorities have a voice in society, it's also the responsibility of every minority to use that voice wisely and not to cry discrimination when no discrimination has occurred. The blind of America will fight discrimination whenever we find it and wherever we find it, but we will not do so by falsely portraying ourselves as victims and engaging in frivolous litigation. So it wasn't blind people that brought this to the attention of this judge. It was just some sort of, you know, judge with a do-gooding attitude who figured he'd do something good for blind people. And the Federation of the Blind says, well, we're fine. We've been fine for the last, you know, hundreds of years.
Take it easy there, Skippy.
We're
we don't need your help.
800-259-9231 is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you, Fred in Montana. Your calls about anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com. Or call 850-723-8599.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Shelly, you look exhausted. Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The Bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bedfan.com.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calvin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calvin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calvin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calvin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calvinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231 is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there. We do give them away, unlike those other radio talk show hosts who want to charge you for access to their websites. It's all for free, though we do ask that you voluntarily help the show out by voting for us. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com. That's vote.freetalklive.com. Cast your vote for the show. It makes a big difference because the more votes we get, the higher we get on the podcast rankings. We're number 2 last time I looked.
Yep,
and
earlier
we could be number 1 if you would go and vote at vote.freetalklive.com. And being up in the top 10 as we are helps bring new people, new internet listeners to this show, therefore new people discovering the message of freedom and liberty. So if that's important to you, it takes you less than a minute. Simple, easy, fast, vote. .freetalklive.com. We go to the phones to Fred in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Fred. You're on Free Talk
Live. Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, good. What's on your mind, sir?
Constitution number one. I've got a couple different subjects real fast. Constitution number one. The Constitution was written to control government, because you had mentioned earlier that, yeah, we are the government. No. The Constitution was written to control the government itself.
It's true.
Now,
it's a set of rules for the government.
It's a set of rules for the government. We, as private citizens, as sovereign citizens, have a right to do whatever we please, as long as we follow the laws. Now, here's the problem. They have learned, if you read Frederick Bastiat's book, The Law...
Yes, I have.
They learned how to write laws that conflict with the Constitution. You know, and this is how these idiots get around it.
Well, you know? And the judges won't do anything about it.
The judges won't do nothing about it. Our elected officials won't do nothing about it.
Right.
The bureaucracy won't do nothing about it. The cops won't do nothing about it.
And the people won't do anything about it.
That's right. Now, as far as abortion goes...
They say you get the government that you deserve, right, Fred?
Well, the welfare state is awfully big in the United States. I estimate 85% of all Americans are on welfare one way, shape, or another.
Yeah, 85%?
It's really for the birds. But on abortion...
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we have the illegal Mexicans. We have 45 million illegal Mexicans in this country.
Right.
We have murdered 45 million. We have allowed women to murder 45 million babies. Now, aren't those Mexicans just replacing the 45 million babies that were replaced?
I don't even know what to say about that.
Seems like apples and oranges to me, Fred.
Huh?
It seems like apples and oranges to me.
Well, it's just like... Well, I'm just saying... I think those people would come here anyway.
They're
raising the population. But if you had that 45 million babies, the population would still be the same. Yeah.
Okay.
There's a point hidden in there somewhere.
Huh?
I just said, Brad, that there's a point hidden in there somewhere. I'm sure of it.
Okay, now on the dollar.
Yes, sir.
If you want for the blind, I think it'd be handy. Why couldn't you put like a doily edge on one corner of the dollar bill? Have a dollar with one type of a doily, you know, I'm talking about a doily.
It'll feel different, is what you're saying.
It'll feel different. On the next, on the $5 bill, have
a
little different.
Could.
Yeah,
I suppose you could, but I mean, the National Federation of the Blind essentially saying, hey, we're not having any trouble, you don't need to change this for
us. I agree.
So, I mean,
it's just some liberal idiot wants, you know, they want to change everything, you know. And as far as the war on drugs.
Yes.
Now,
you took notes, didn't you, Brett?
If the DEA solved the problem of war on the drugs, the DEA would all be out of a job.
It's true.
So they deliberately keep the. I'm sorry, but they deliberately keep the war on drugs going.
Sure,
but
they do.
It justifies their jobs.
Yeah, and they're teaming up. Believe it or not, they team up with the drug cartels at the highest levels to ensure.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, no, it's true, man. They essentially, the way it works is very simple. The cartels are sending in mules from Mexico and other places. They send in their mules with the drugs. And essentially what happens is, for instance, some drug dealer in America might pay the cartel with cash in advance. They'll get their product, so the cartel's got their cash for their 1,000 kilos of coke. They send the 1,000 kilos of coke over the border, the drug dealer gets his hands on it, and at that point the cartel sacrifices one of their lower dealers, one of their low-end dealers. They call their buddies at the DEA and they say, hey, this guy is driving on this road. He's going, you know, he's in this particular vehicle and he's got X amount of whatever on him. And the DEA goes, they pull the guy over, they get to confiscate the drugs, they get a big bust, they get to, you know, get their picture in the newspaper, standing next to all the drugs saying,
it's a happy drug bust party.
Right, yeah, we're winning the war on drugs, boy, we're doing so great, when in fact they're just teaming up with the drug dealers and the major drug dealers just sacrifice one of their own guys from time to time in return for protection.
One more thing real fast.
Yep.
Remember this on our Constitution. This Constitution was written for a moral society. It's totally inadequate for an immoral society. You know, right now, the immoral society is the welfare state. The welfare state is saying, the hell with the Constitution.
Well,
I'm
the
sorry.
Immoral people are the ones who are getting into government and using it for their own, towards their own ends, to mold society in the way
moral.
They want. Even the ones who claim to be moral, even the ones who claim that they want
to
have a nice
Christian
society.
They want, but they're not moral.
I agree with you.
A woman who aborts a baby is not moral.
Hey, Fred, well, now, I don't know about that. That's an individual decision. You can say that, but I say it's, you know, if you're going to have a bad life, if having a baby is going to ruin your life or put you in jeopardy, I think it may be a tough decision to make. It may be very difficult for them to make, but I won't pass judgment and call them immoral.
85% of all mothers who do have babies are in the workforce. So even though the women aren't aborted, but there's nobody home raising these children. Last night on
all the more reason to not have them, Fred.
And last night on MSNBC, they did an hour and a half program on diabetes. And these kids, I mean, I'm sorry, the average kid, teenager, eats a quart of sugar every week.
Yeah, it's
crazy. That's immoral too.
Well, it is immoral.
I would. Yeah,
you know, you're supposed to keep your body healthy.
I agree. I drink water all the time. I don't.
I do too.
Hey, Fred. One thing. I want to thank you for calling KGEZ. I had talked to the program director over there, and they're considering adding more Free Talk Live to their lineup.
Yeah,
because
I asked for the next hour. Sure.
That's awesome, and we're working on it. So thank you for doing that. And we'll talk to you later. Thanks, Fred. 800-259-9231. You too. 1-800-259-9231. It makes a difference. One phone call to a local station to talk to the local program director absolutely makes a difference. They really do care what you think. So don't hesitate to call your local program directors and either ask for Free Talk Live or ask for more Free Talk Live if you don't have all 18 hours a week.
Is Diet Coke more moral than regular Coke?
Localfac.freetalklive.com will get you more information there. That's localfaq.freetalklive.com. Let's talk to Kim in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Okay, I just want to keep it short. Look, the only thing they'd have to change is the denomination is higher than the dollar bill. Most vending machines use a dollar bill to make them work, so it wouldn't be a drastic change. Plus, the fact that we're the only country in the free world that has all the money as they can be identified. Most European countries, blind people can identify the money. Plus, there are some places you don't want to use a credit card. I mean, you might want to, you know. I've been ripped off 3 times in my lifetime. That doesn't sound like a whole lot, but I mean, you know, it's just, I think I like to have the option of identifying my own money and not being cheated.
How about this? How about instead of retooling the entire Federal Reserve System and all the dollars, how about we just abolish the Federal Reserve and allow the marketplace to create competing currencies, and therefore, if the market deems it appropriate, you'll have your blind compatible currency. How about that for a solution?
The market won't see a way to... You can't do those kind of things. The market doesn't do those kind of things. You can't depend on the market to do that.
The market doesn't supply things for blind people?
Oh, of course they supply things for blind people, but you can't... If they supply things to blind people, a lot of blind people can't afford the things they supply.
Yeah,
they got some marvelous things for blind people that we can't afford to have the stuff they supply. If I had never had a job, I would never be able to afford any of this kind of stuff. I've got a computer now. It talks and everything. The software for it costs $800. For you don't have to worry about that. But, we have to pay $800 for software.
And there's no assistance out there for you beyond the government? Is that what you're saying?
There's a few foundations that do stuff like that, but, they're hard to find, and most people are too proud to even try to...
I see what you're saying. I bet if you got over your pride and you really needed the help and you went to local charitable organizations, I'm sure you'd find somebody that could help you get the things that you needed.
But that's like begging for charity.
Then the pride is the issue. That's what it is. And I understand.
Well, let's look at this. So it's like begging for charity. But if we were to make changes to the dollars, and I think that it's a great idea to make changes to the dollars, but let's say I don't. Let's say I think it's a crazy idea. And matter of fact, I don't like blind people for some weird reason. My mom was killed by a blind person.
Okay, whatever.
Whatever the reason is. If you decide to retool the Federal Reserve and make all the dollars different, not besides the $1 bills, then somebody has to pay for that. And that means that the taxpayer has to pay for it. I have to pay for it.
It's forced charity.
Although it might be a good idea.
It's not going to cost you much.
Stealing a dollar is still stealing.
War is going to pay for anything. Why do people pay for wars?
Oh, I agree with you. I don't think we should be paying for war either. But thank you for the call, Kim. We appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. On the way, one of our listeners in West Virginia to our station there thinks we're pinko commies. We'll explain on the way. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Attention.